You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It is time for our weekly chat with the Green Party. It's a pleasure to welcome onto the show Mr. James Shaw. Hello. Hi, James.
Yes.
Awesome. We've got in there. So this is James Shaw from the Green Party. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's
gorgeous,
very
sunny
good.
Day here in Wellington, so.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous sunny day here in Auckland as well.
I'm pleased to hear it.
Cool. To kind of begin our chat, I'd like to, on the weekend, the Green Party have launched a progressive ownership plan to provide up to 10,000 new homes for lower-income Kiwis to own and to empower community housing groups with new financing models. How will this launch plan work exactly?
Well, it's modelled on similar programs in the United Kingdom that have been very successful and in other jurisdictions as well. But basically, it's kind of like a rent-to-buy scheme, right? So the idea is that there will be about up to 10,000 new homes available over 10 years to people who can't currently afford a deposit or a normal commercial mortgage. And the idea is that they'll pay up to 30% of their income for weekly payments, and then part of each payment will be rent, and the rest will actually purchase equity shares in the home. So part of that payment is rent, and part of it is actually buying into the house without having an upfront deposit. And so over time, with each regular payment, ownership of the home will transfer from the government to the people who live in it.
And so what are kind of the aims for this plan?
Well, I mean, as everybody knows, there is a, you know, massive housing crisis in New Zealand, that Auckland is one of the most, if not the most, unaffordable cities in the world for housing. And there's a whole generation of young Kiwis who are basically locked out of the housing market. So the idea behind this is to start to enable people who are currently locked out of the housing market in its current form to enable them to get on the ladder.
And why do you think this is kind of a priority for the Green Party?
Well, I mean, the dream of home ownership is really important to a lot of New Zealanders still. And we know that there are real consequences when the housing stock basically gets up, sort of accumulated by a smaller number of an investor class. So the idea that houses are no longer homes, they're basically financial instruments to be traded amongst investors. That, you know, that's the kind of economy we actually really don't want, but it's the kind of economy that's evolved over the course of the last 10 years or so. And so the idea here is that we basically want to restore that idea of owning your own home to people who are currently locked out of the market.
So do you think if this plan kind of goes forward that people will gain this kind of assurance that they will be able to own a home in the future?
Yeah, I mean, this package is for up to 10,000 people, and obviously, you know, like I was saying, there is a whole generation of people who are really locked out. So this is only part of the solution. There's a number of other things that we need to do as well, but it is really important to us that that we do enable people who want to buy their own home to be able to do so and fix the housing market, because it's clearly broken at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of us, especially being a younger generation, we have nothing kind of, that's kind of the dream, to own a home, but it's kind of a non-reality at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, it's a direct consequence of the decisions that the government's made over the course of the last 8 years in terms of how they structure the tax system, the lack of planning around, building new housing, the fact that they've got that basically retreated from the government being involved in the housing market, the fact that we've got really open borders when it comes to foreign capital investing in the housing market, which tends to have a really inflationary impact. So all of those decisions have added up to people like you and tens of thousands of others just being locked out with no hope of ever owning your own home.
Definitely. And kind of moving on to another subject, just on Friday, the Green Party has announced that they're hoping that the government kind of is prepared for the increased pressure for mental health services, as there is an underfunding in that sector. Why do you think that the government is lacking in funding for mental health services when it is so needed?
Well, I mean, the thing is that over the course of the last 8 years, the government has been quietly and slowly turning the screws on government spending across the board. And actually in health, and, you know, we actually think there's something like $340 million less in real terms funding for health than there was when they came into office. So what the government says is that they have increased the total amount of funding, which is true in a cash sense, but the problem is that they don't account for inflation when they say that. And so actually in real terms, the amount of funding for health has actually gone backwards. They've also refocused kind of money, redeployed money within the health budget towards things that are sort of, you know, seem to be important by voters, and that has meant pulling funding away from mental health services, which is often, you know, really invisible. It has gotten to the point where it's really quite bad, and so we've been calling for some time now for a independent inquiry into mental health services funding.
Do you think that the government will ever kind of move? And because, like you said, this has been kind of this ongoing, like Green Party, the Labour Party, everyone has kind of been asking the government to do something for months and months now, but the government still hasn't been doing anything. What do you think it will take for them to do it?
I mean, it really does. The government has shown that it responds to public outcry. And so I think for people who are concerned about the state of mental health services, the more pressure that they can put on the government, you know, which includes writing to your MP, you know, writing letters to the editor, all of those kinds of things that start to kind of get that message through that this isn't just two opposition parties that are calling for this, but actually it's a real widespread public concern, that actually there may be some hope that, that they would respond to that. I have to say, the pattern of the government tends to be to do just enough to depoliticize an issue without actually doing enough to fix it. And so I guess one of my concerns is that they'll make some kind of small nod in the direction of mental health services in, you know, in sometime in the next few months, and then everyone will think that the problem's been solved, when in fact all they've done is paper over the cracks.
Definitely. It's not a very good situation to be in at the moment, especially because mental health kind of services increase with need, with kind of the natural disasters and things like that happening, and with the Kaikoura earthquake and everything. I'm sure that the mental health service patients' numbers have increased, which...
Yeah, I'm sure that they will, and we know from Christchurch that,
yeah,
that definitely was a real issue, and actually still is an issue in Christchurch and Canterbury. So you have to assume that the same will be true of the Kaikoura quakes. I mean, we had some headlines a couple of months ago which showed that huge numbers of young New Zealanders were having to wait more than 8 weeks for to get a follow-up appointment following a referral. And when it comes to mental health services, you know, 8 weeks or more is really insufficient, you know, for to be able to access the health services that people need. And it varied a bit around the country, so sort of down as low as 10 or 11% in some places, but also as high as 40 or 50% in others. So it's pretty clear that there's a problem.
Anyway, thank you very much for coming on and talking to us today, James. Really appreciate that. And we will catch you in 2 weeks' time, I think.
Great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you very much, everyone. That was James Shaw from the Green Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.